Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, I'm not saying don't be prepared. I'm just saying sometimes you can be a little over-prepared. Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's get into it so we know what we know. Hey, being an entrepreneur is all about taking risks. Would you agree with that statement that the very definition of an entrepreneur is one who is willing to take risks because there's a certain reward? Now, you may be familiar with the risk-reward ratio, and it goes something like this. The higher the risk, the higher the reward. Just keeping it simple for you. The lower the risk, the lower the reward, i.e. go to a job 40 years, low risk. Chances you going bankrupt, having people laugh at you, that's crazy, man. What are you doing going to a job every day? That's crazy. That's never going to happen. But the reward is very minimal. Really, what your reward is, lying on a deathbed, thinking about everything you could have done had you not been doing that the whole time, as opposed to when you're an entrepreneur or you're doing anything that involves a lot of risk, the reward can be huge. Freedom. Freedom. Like you're completely in control of your life and you're free to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. If you want to have a little fun with that, call up all your old golfing buddies. Hey, Joe, let's go golfing like Tuesday at 11 in the morning and listen to him. Oh, I'm at work, man. What are you, crazy? You'll get that. What are you, crazy? Yeah, I'm nuts, man. I'm living life. Isn't that crazy? So, hey, I'm not saying don't take any risk, but look, don't overthink it, man. Just don't overthink it. So anyway, let me take you back to Watertown, New York, circa 1992. It's the winter of 1992. I was in telephone sales for 2 years, selling the old Yellow Pages for 9X. Now, you must be old to understand what 9X is. New York, New England telephone back in the day. 9X Yellow Pages. I'm in Buffalo, New York. I'm 23 years old with a bowl haircut, looked like just like Jim Carrey on Dumb and Dumber. So just imagine that's how I was rolling back in 1992. And I was turning 24 that year. So I go to Watertown. I get relocated. I get promoted. Here comes a promotion to Watertown in outside sales. So now I get to go meet the people face to face with the Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber haircut, which is great. So I get all this freedom. My salary went from $9,900 to $24,000. You heard that right, by the way. $9,900 was my base salary. And then my targeted earnings, though, was $23,000.
Ooh.
And I went from that to, I think it was $23,000, $24,000 salary with targeted earnings like $60,000, $70,000. I'm balling. Are you kidding me? 24 years old? I mean, I was a baller making that kind of dough back in 92. So I took my blue Nissan Sentra up to Watertown, New York, my 1990 Sentra up to Watertown, and I'm getting ready to go on my very first sales call, and I was prepared. Oh, baby, was I prepared. We had an objection handbook where you could literally read through all these different objections and practice, like price, you know, price is only an issue in the absence of value, sir. Or price, well, there was price and there was value and there was let me talk to my spouse and there was, you know, the economy and all that stuff, you know. I got to share this story with you. I was just thinking of this dude in telephone sales. I'll get back to the story in a minute. The economy, I mean, look, ever since I can remember, everybody's complained about the economy. You know, never, oh, it's amazing. No one's ever complained about that. But especially business owners, when you ask them to spend money, they always blame the economy, even if they got $1 billion. So there's this guy in telephone sales sitting behind me, and he wasn't really the sharpest tool in the shed. This was before I got transferred to Watertown. Anyway,
we're not supposed to ever, you know, if they bring up the economy, oh my God, what if they bring up the economy? Oh, geez, I don't know how to handle that. What if they bring it up? So we're just hoping they never bring it up. So the guy sitting behind me in telephone sales, this was 1990, okay? I hear him say this right out of the gate on the call with the customer. Hey, Joe, how's it going? Joe's Auto Parts. Hey, Joe, how's it going? Good, good. Then the sales rep says, so, Joe, you feeling the effects of this economy yet? I mean, he basically just stepped in. It was the funniest damn thing. We're all sitting on our cubicles thinking, did he just say what I think he said? What is it? Oh, needless to say, he never got the sale because Joe's course went right to, oh, it's terrible. Thanks for asking. Yeah, horrible. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, back to my call. So I'm getting ready to go see this guy on my outside sales call. I'm all prepared. I've practiced the night before. This was my first shot at going on a sales call outside, meeting somebody all by myself. I had my phone books with me. I had ad layout suggestions. I had my rate card. I was going to upsell them to color and all this crazy stuff and bigger ads. And I didn't even sleep the night before, but I knew one thing, man. I was prepared. You ever feel like you're like so prepared, but you know there may be, you know, you're thinking, am I got everything? Am I got, every base cover? And that's what's going through my mind. So I didn't sleep the night before. So I go out. And I meet this guy, and I can't exactly remember what kind of business it was. Kind of a blue collar, like auto parts, but I think it might even been auto repairing. Might have been it. The guy was raised in the business office. Let's just say it was an auto repair shop. So I go out to meet with him, and I hear, you know, hello. I walk in. I'm Sam Crowley, 9X Yellow Pages. I'm here to meet with Bill. Oh yeah, Bill will be right with you. So they bring me back to see Bill. I'm in the, and I am just sweating through. Oh, I had, by the way, I had a 3-piece suit on. Okay, nobody wears a 3-piece suit. A, B, it was wool. C, I was sweating my butt off. And D, I looked like a Jehovah Witness coming around. I mean, I had no place in Watertown, New York, which is where our 10th Mountain Division is, by the way. Fort Drum is an army base up there. It's just a blue-collar, folksy-doksy kind of smaller town, you know, maybe population 40,000 people. I don't know. When the army base isn't there, it's probably like 4,000 people. Anyway, it still kind of gives you blue-collar, blue-collar town. I'm rolling with a 3-piece green wool suit on that I bought at like Kaufman's. It went out of business, but it used to be a local Western New York store. So anyway, I roll in, hey, Bill, Sam Crowley, 9X Yellow Pages, good to meet. And I brought a suitcase with me of books and rate cards and binders because I had to have my objection binder with me to handle all these objections and all that stuff. So anyway, I'll make a long story short. I was prepared. I went through his program, pitched him on a bigger program, adding color to the rate card, all that good stuff. And I'm ready for anything. And Bill hadn't said a word yet. I completely dominated, except for hello. I mean, I completely dominated the conversation. And I go, hey, so it's only $900 a month. I know it's a little bit more than the $325 you're spending right now, Bill, but it's only $900 a month. What do you think? And Bill speaks for the first time, and he says, I don't want it. I'm like, what in the hell's going on? This guy's singing to me? I had to like, the guy was singing. He's like, I don't want it. Now, being an ex-stutter, I used to do that. You guys remember Mel Tillis? Remember, if you're not old enough to remember Mel Tillis, Google him. He's guy was a singer who stuttered. So whenever he had trouble speaking, he sang. My mind immediately went to Mel Tillis. I'm like, son of a bitch. No kidding. I got a guy who's such a bad stutterer that he's singing the objection to me. Now, I prepared for price. I prepared for value. I prepared for the spouse. I got to talk to my spouse. I prepared for damn near anything. The economy. Didn't prepare for a guy singing to me. Didn't prepare for that. No idea what to do with it. I go, you don't want it? He's like, I don't want it. I'm like, well, I'm done. I'm not going to sing here and sing back to the guy. I don't know if we're supposed to do a duet or what, but I'm done. I'm out. Packed my phone books up. Thank you very much, Bill. We'll just renew it. I go, we'll just renew the program as is. See you next year. He goes, okie dokie. Now that's it. I got so prepared, so worked up. the night before. There's no way I could have prepared for a guy stuttering and then singing to me the objection. Had every objection handled except the singing one. So, moral of the story, don't overprepare. Go with it. Just go with it. Put yourself out there in whatever entrepreneurial situation you find yourself in. Go do it. Take chances, because there's going to be a situation you run into like the singing objection that you're never going to be able to prepare it. What do? You just roll with it, baby. Quit taking life so seriously. By the way, this is a true story. You might think I'm, yeah, no way. That happened. I've told this story 1,000 times back in my corporate days. And the people, I went right back to the office. Like, Sam, how'd the first call go? How'd the first call? All the guys and girls sitting around the office. Hey, how'd it go, man? How'd it go, first call? I go, well, he sang to me. I'm like, what? Yep, guy sang to me. What do you mean he sang to you? No, seriously. I mean, how'd the call go? I go, yeah, that's how the call went. I got right, gave him the quote, went for the close, and he sang, I don't want it. They bursted out laughing. We all went to the bar afterwards, because that's what any outside sales reps do at about 3 p.m. Right to the bar and hung out there for the longest time, and I just couldn't believe it. I was just staring at the ceiling saying, oh, my God. I kept telling the story over, and I since told that story at least 1,000 times because it's just, obviously, it's funny, and it's just, you know, don't get yourself so worked up, bent around like a pretzel trying to figure out every answer to every objection to every scenario to anything that could possibly happen in your life. Have fun. Have fun. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.